The word in action. Here's the beauty. Reinterpreting John's logos doesn't shrink Jesus. It magnifies both him and his Father. God remains the one creator, the sole source of all things. Jesus is the embodiment of God's aeonian plan, the word in action. He didn't exist before Bethlehem, but from Bethlehem onward, he revealed what God had always had in mind, a faithful man, a suffering redeemer, a glorified son. The Logos became flesh, not by transformation, but by embodiment. Jesus didn't need pre-existence to reveal God. He was the revelation, the living picture of the Father's plan. From the book, Firstborn, Steve Martin, editor.